If some frail, consumptive equestrian in the circus were to be urged round and round on an undulating horse for months on end without respite by a ruthless, whip-flourishing ringmaster before an insatiable public, whizzing along on her horse, throwing kisses, swaying from the waist, and if this performance were likely to continue in the infinite perspective of a drab future, to the unceasing roar of the orchestra and hum of the ventilators, accompanied by ebbing and renewed swelling bursts of applause, which are really steam hammers, then, perhaps, a young visitor to the gallery might race down the long stairs through all the circles, rush into the ring and yell stop against the fanfares of the orchestra still playing the appropriate music. But since that is not so, a lovely lady, pink and white, floats in between the curtains, which proud lackeys open before her. The ringmaster...